This is Apollo Control at 57 hours, 11 minutes into the flight. Here in Mission Control Center, we've completed the change of shift, and Flight Director Milton Windler has gone through the status of the mission with his flight controllers. At the present time, we are preparing for a mid-course correction. This will be the second performed on this translunar leg of the Apollo 8 flight. That first maneuver was, of course, performed with a service propulsion system engine. Mid-course maneuvers numbers two and three, which had been included in the flight plan, were not performed because of the small amount of correction needed. And our estimate at this point is that mid-course correction number two will be for about 3 feet per second and will occur at the nominal time in the flight plan of about 61 hours. We've had two brief conversations with the crew since our last report. We'll play those back for you now. And that concludes the conversations that we had with the spacecraft during the press conference. At the present time, Apollo 8's velocity, as it moves toward the moon now, is 4,011 feet per second. So we are beginning to see an increase in velocity as the spacecraft comes under the influence of the moon's gravity and begins to accelerate toward the moon. Our height above the moon is also showing a continued decrease, now reads 30,021 nautical miles. Marilyn Lovell, Apollo 8 commander, command module pilot Jim Lovell's wife, was in the viewing room at Mission Control Center for about 30 minutes, viewing activities here in the control center and talking with Dr. Robert Gilruth in the viewing room. And she heard the rather brief conversations with the spacecraft during that period of time, and she has now left the control center. At 57 hours, 16 minutes into the flight of Apollo 8, this is Mission Control, Houston.